This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shot clock at 5. Şengün just outside the left box. Right-hand dribble. Spins. Fade away. Jump shot. Air ball. Rebound. Draymond. Shoveled it ahead to Curry. Bounce pass. Podziemski. Right down Broadway for a dunk. Podziemski slams it down. A little elevation sensation for Brandon Podziemski. As Şengün was trailing, he tried to block it. It's 56-43 Warriors with 9:08 to go in the third.
Pods can dunk.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call last night. Warriors, they beat the Houston Rockets 103-89 in Game 7. Game 1 is Tuesday in Minnesota. That's tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. tip-off, 5:30 Warriors live. And,
wow.
We'll see what happens. But they took care of business in Game 7. 5-0 now under Steve Kerr.
Yes,
in Game 7s.
All right.
Also 5-0, I think, in series against the Rockets.
I know they've eliminated the Rockets 5 times in like 9 years or 10 years.
And did you hear the report?
They can't be 5-0 in Game 7 because of 2016.
Against the Rockets, they're 5-0.
In Game 7s or all
just
over?
All time.
All right, somebody on the text line get me the stats.
Yeah. They're 5-0 all time against the Rockets,
right,
in series.
Okay.
Under Kerr.
What are they in Game 7s?
Well, they have at least one loss.
Right.
I want to say 3-1.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Let's go to Rob in Sacramento. Hey, Rob.
Rob.
What's going on?
Hey, Steiny and Guru. First time caller, long time listener.
Yes, sir. Sweet.
I want to make it quick. I'm a Kings fan, and I know Kings fans secretly hate the Warriors, but in reality, we're cheering for you guys. At least I know I am, because at the end of the day, I'm a basketball fan, and San Francisco is only about an hour and a half away, and I like to go to the games, even the Warrior games. And it's time to put, when the Warriors win the championship this year, it's time to put Stephen Curry on the GOAT conversation. It's time.
How,
that's all I have to say.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I think he's in there.
Yeah. But if he,
I don't know if he's in
somehow
there.
Somehow, if you added 5 to that cabinet, boy. Got a problem?
Just you trying to maintain you're not looking ahead.
Well, I'm
already
not
talking
fronting
about the 5.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm just looking at my timeline yesterday right before tip. Mm. My God, it's almost game time. And that Stephen Curry will not let Dub Nation lose Game 7. With the photo of Curry in the black uniform.
Well, that was wrong.
Yelling into the camera.
Well, you weren't right. Buddy didn't let him lose.
It's a team game.
Buddy was the big reason they won that game
team
yesterday.
Game. Yeah.
Let's go to Kelevation. Kelevation.
Kelevation.
Hey, Kelevation.
I want to hear.
Get him off.
Like, keep your shit. No, I don't want to eavesdrop. No. You don't know what's juicy. Coming over the phone.
That was juicy.
Let's go to Romeo in Vallejo. Hey, Romeo. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, man. Buddy Hield and Fred VanVleet must have the same shoe size because I feel like VanVleet gave him that glass slipper. And that's how Buddy did such a good job yesterday.
Evan's giving you a three.
Hey, all right, but I'll take it. But seriously, it's about time they played defense on them because games 4, 5, and 6 irritated me because they were playing off him so much. Like, you know, you guys have both played ball. Like, you know, there's that guy where you lay off him like, you ain't going to kill us again, right? But he did it 3 games in a row. So I'm just glad they played defense on him properly on game 7. And one last thing that irritated me, game 6. What's up with all the Warriors fans leaving, man? That was the last home game of the series, and they didn't stay to just, like, give a standing ovation to be, like, send them off properly. That wasn't cool to me.
Well, Friday night are you talking about?
I stayed. Friday.
Thanks.
Game 6, because you could see people were leaving before the game was even over, and I just felt like, come on, man, this is the last home game. Give them something to go off with.
Yeah. You can't have it all, and I think business, they say, Stoney, fans are headed to the exit early. Saw a little of that.
Yeah.
People were upset. But they'll be back, what? Game 3 Friday? Saturday.
Thursday. Or Saturday, rather.
Yeah.
Saturday's game 3. Monday is Monday's game 4.
Man.
And the games come every other day now.
Man, oh, man.
Every other day now. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Steve Kerr on the overall effort by Golden State.
Couldn't be more proud of our guys. That was an incredibly impressive display of resolve, discipline. The defense was fantastic. The ball security, kind of game plan discipline, followed to a T, and then multiple guys stepping up. Buddy Hield, I don't know what to say. I mean, that was really incredible watching him light it up in that first half especially, and then down the stretch as well. But I can't say enough about our guys and you know, what they were able to do in this series and to pull this thing out on the road in game 7. Pretty impressive.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the Game 7 win. Warriors ended up winning 2 games in Houston and take the series 4-3.
Yeah.
Let's go to David in New Orleans. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all making it?
Hey.
Doing well, thank you.
Man, you want to talk about a roller coaster weekend, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's crazy, man. But look, I want to make a couple of points, man. First, I want to talk. I mean, the obvious is Buddy, right? But I want to give Steve Kerr some props, man. I knew over the course of the season he could be a lightning rod. You know, some people criticize the lineups and what he could do better and how he should approach it with the young guys and all those different types of things. But one thing I want to say about him is, for the entire season, he's been building up Buddy. He's been talking about Buddy's role and how he can contribute to the team, and everybody been talking about his positive energy and how he work hard. And I honestly believe that this last game, which was game 7, that was just the basketball guys rewarding Steve Kerr for keeping his faith in him and Buddy getting paid for all the hard work and good positive vibes and energy that he brought to the team. It was almost like that was his moment, you know, and so now we can honestly get past that, and maybe he'll be even better going forward as a confidence builder. And in terms of Steph, patience. The word I want to use for Steph is just patience, man. If you can score 2 or 3 points in the first half and then you finish with 19 in the second, 14 in the fourth quarter, he just waited. He waited and waited and waited and waited, and the team played good enough for him to just finish them off. And so I thought that was a big thing, too, by him having enough energy to finish the game in the fashion that he did. Also playing defense the way he did without Gary Payton being in the lineup. I thought that was huge, you know. And so and also one more thing I want to say. I'm going to get all back right to Steve Kerr. This is my final point about Kerr. Man, this dude played basketball with Michael Jordan. He won championships with Michael Jordan. He played under Phil Jackson. He played under Coach Pop, played with Tim Duncan. He's seen it. He knows what the elite of the elite. He understands how to operate in that space. And so I think you just need to trust him a bit more sometimes. So I appreciate y'all taking my call, man, and I'll holler at y'all next time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Kurt was in his bag yesterday, Stoney. He was not waiting around.
Yeah, I thought, well, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, I have a feeling that over the course of the entire season, I think David's absolutely right. And where do you put this one on Steve Kerr? Because I think Steve Kerr's the reason. You know, Buddy Hield doesn't have that game if Steve Kerr doesn't play him night in and night out and support him and try to root for him, try to help him, but knowing how much or how important he can be when he makes shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a feeling that when Buddy Hield was going through a stretch this season where, let's say, he wasn't making shots and fans were losing, let's say, confidence in him, I got a feeling Buddy Hield was still coming to practice being the same Buddy Hield as he always is. And Steve Kerr kept going to him with mixed results. But I think this is absolutely Steve Kerr knowing during the whole season that he's going to need at some point to get something out of Buddy Hield. Mm. And if it doesn't happen, then, you know, we're going to be in a little trouble, but it's our one, you know, it's one of our chances to reach our potential as a team.
No doubt. And I'll just piggyback off of that because I won't quote you, but I've heard you on this show say to me, one of your biggest fears, that might be a little strong, but one thing that concerns you about this Warrior team, even with Butler from afar, is their three-point shooting. And I'm giving Kerr all the flowers that you have given him for staying with him. But when you look at this roster, Steiny, it's almost like Kerr had no choice.
No, he did.
And like who?
Like anybody. Seriously. There was a point when he was just not playing well at all. He wasn't shooting well. He wasn't defending. You know, you could have given Moody some more time. You could have given Pod some more time.
But I feel like they got that time, but it still wasn't enough.
Your lineups.
Yeah.
Peyton you could use. I think a lot of coaches would have gone away from him at some point during the season.
Man.
Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Yeah, good.
Before I get into Steph, I want to talk about Goo. You came on my feed when you tweeted that's crazy when Kerr was talking, and I started following you. So Steiny's capping, number one. Number two, I tweeted you and said it don't matter who they play unless they start flashing high post and attacking that zone, and you liked it, and they did that.
Yeah.
And when you said Steph will not allow it, I also tweeted you and agreed Steph and Jimmy will not go to that podium with a game 7 loss because it will tarnish their legacy, and we'll see something historic out of one of them. Well, I was wrong. We've seen something historic out of Buddy, Buddy, Buddy all in your face.
Yes, sir.
And Steiny.
Yeah.
Do you just be talking? Because when we was talking about who's supposed to make the difference in this series, I said Pods, you said Buddy Hield. So I thought I was going to have to call and say, Steiny, you were right. And you're over here not even coming to get your flowers. You're over here on this other stuff trying to get it goo. Get it together, Steiny. Come on, man.
Yeah, he don't know what he want to do.
What's you really doing?
Can't do it.
What do you want me to say about Buddy Hield? I understood all season why Kerr was using him and would never give up on him because can have a game like that.
No doubt.
He helped you win a series.
He was Klay Thompson on Klay's best day yesterday, and it lives forever now. This performance will live forever for Buddy Hield in the Warrior uniform. And the beautiful thing about everything is the playoffs are not over. They're still going. That's how much they needed this performance. And you're right. He had his back. I just feel like you can mention Pods and Moody. They still got their time, but they're not specialists from deep. They hadn't led, you know, the last 5 years with the most three-pointers. So Buddy had some up and downs, but boy, sticking through them through thick and thin paid dividends yesterday.
I mean, I don't think we can sugarcoat it. There were a lot of people down on Buddy at various points during the season. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Steiny, can Buddy have four more of those games? I don't think he needs four of them. I don't think he needs four.
Give us 20.
He needs to help you win a game or two in the next series. And then ideally, you know, another guy will pitch in who maybe you're not expecting. Right. You know, you got to find out if Post can play in the next series.
And that's been the theme even in this series. We saw Gary Payton the second have a game. We saw Pods have a game. We saw Post make contributions. But I just find it not funny. Steve Kerr was like a madman with the controls yesterday of like, Steiny, if I feel like you don't got it, Kuminga, you made a bad pass, or I feel like it's not going your way, I'm pulling the plug. And that's how you see Jimmy Butler play 45 and Curry play 46 minutes, and I get it. I understand it.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors advance to round two against the Minnesota Timberwolves after yesterday's 14-point win against the Rockets in Houston. Warrior fans, talk to me about the weekend you had. I know a lot of you were down after Friday's game, and sure enough, the Warriors come back and they win a Game 7 in Houston on Sunday. They put together a terrific all-around game, both ends of the floor, and, you know, it was a game where, you know, Steph Curry was really solid, but he wasn't the guy leading the way scoring-wise. It was Buddy Hield, who goes 9 for 11 from three-point range. Incredible performance.
Would you have a problem? Because, man, come on, you know I know what's up and how big Buddy was yesterday. But would anybody out there have a problem if I presented my game ball to Draymond Green? I mean, Steiny, the defense wins championships, but it was just about one game yesterday.
I mean,
They started out, Houston felt them. And I felt like the last two, three games, they did not feel them. Shingun from the start was like, hey, Draymond was like, this is a boxing match, son. You got me? I'm about to get you when it counts most. And I think that set the tone.
Van Vliet felt him.
We're old. Van Vliet.
Draymond got a text.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the first half.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he did. My boy flails with the best of us, not him.
Yeah. I think.
I drew a
He's got three,
there.
By the way. You better be careful.
Snotty, stay away from him, man.
Yeah, I think.
Fred was looking like, what just happened?
I think you might be overthinking it just a little with the game ball. Let me say it again.
Yeah,
in a game seven, Buddy Hield had 33 on 12 for 15 from the floor, 9 for 11 from the line, the most threes ever made in a game seven.
I'm trying to spread it out.
Pretty amazing.
All. And what you forgot to add, when everybody else couldn't hit the side of a barn, sorry, like Moody didn't have it. I mean, when the ball left Moody in Pod's hand, I was like, oh, I felt like old school Wiggins. That's off. Soon as it left, somebody closed the window. That is a knuckleball. So the youngsters are getting their feet wet, but Curry started somewhat slow for his standards, and that meant more than Buddy was making those shots. And then the one at the end of the first quarter, Stoney was like, oh, boy, can he keep this up? And he did.
I mean, the one guy who wasn't very good yesterday, just couldn't make a shot, was Pajemski.
Yeah. He kept firing.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Hey, shoot.
Well, he's not a
I got you.
Usually you want to say that about Curry and a guy like Hield. No, the thing with Pods is
he was 1 of 7 from deep, but he was letting them go.
I mean, he was shooting. As soon as it left his hand, you'd be like, that's not in. That's not going in.
Oh, boy.
Him and Moody.
Yeah, no, collectively.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. I mean, those are two guys, Moody in particular, you got to get him out of mothballs against the
Moody
against the
only
T-Wolves.
Took three, though. Moody knew what time it was.
I think he got 5 shots up in 10 minutes, didn't he?
Oh, well, Moody? I'm talking about threes. I got him 0 for 3.
Oh, what was the overall?
The first two didn't touch
0 for
rim.
5. Yeah, 0 for 5.
How many minutes did he play?
11.
11.
So he was on pace to essentially go 0 for 21.
Oh, man.
Let's go out to Sam in Jersey.
Jersey.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah. How are you? Congratulations on the big Warriors victory.
Yes, sir.
Two questions. I first want to get your prediction on Warriors Timberwolves. Who do you got winning the series?
I'm gonna give mine tomorrow. Stoney might give you his right now.
No, I won't.
It's so hard for you to make one, huh?
Why?
I don't know.
Evenly matched series.
We'll see.
I think it's gonna be 3.5 to 3.5.
Who you got?
What does that even mean?
Three and a half to three and a half?
That's how best of seven ends in a tie.
Oh.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either. I just made it up.
Yeah.
Because, guys, that can't really happen. Let's go to Steve Kerr, more Steve Kerr, on the zone you used last night.
Yeah.
Well, it's always matchup-based, and if you can find an advantage with the personnel they have on the floor, you know, then you you try to get, you know, Steph in pick and roll with a particular player or two. And I think it just kind of played out that way, the way the game was going. You know, they've done a great job of taking away the Steph Draymond pick and roll all series by putting Fred VanVleet on Draymond and, you know, putting their center on one of our wings. And so that was really a great strategic move for them. And I think in the fourth quarter, because of the matchups, we were able to get Draymond back in the pick and roll with Steph a couple of times. I thought Steph was brilliant tonight. I know he got off to a slow start shooting the ball, but the whole key to the game was taking care of the ball. And he managed the game beautifully. And you know it's just a matter of time before his shot goes in, but the reason we had the 11-point lead at half or whatever it was, 12, was because of the way Steph took care of the ball, got us into our offense, and settled the game down.
Yeah, they got 4 great performances last night from 4 players.
Give it to me.
The big three and Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Butler, Curry, and Draymond were all very good. Hield was exceptional. And it was enough to get him over on the Rockets.
And I'm going to throw Coach in there, Stoney. I know he doesn't play, but I thought Kerr coached his best game. You can be like, oh, Guru, that's easy to say, but I really did. I appreciated, you know, his timing. He knew he was not playing. Like, if I feel like you don't have it, come on out. And he rode his horses. Now we'll see, you know, tomorrow what that's like, but that's tomorrow. Today is a time to reflect and enjoy. They were on the brink of elimination, and Stoney, they took the lead and didn't give it up.
Yep. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, we were talking about experience and pedigree and all those things. I think that's pretty much or kind of what the series came down to. I mean, I thought the Rockets were very tight yesterday.
Man.
I thought they were tight. I don't think they were aggressive.
I'm with you.
They weren't, you know, and see, this is where it's really hard. And I know people will be like, Ty, how can you let down for a game 7? It's not so much a letdown as you're down 3-1. You win the game 5, you should. Then you go to win game 6. There's a tendency that, hey, we got game 7 on the road, and you're just like, we can do this. And And it's just, it's not that you don't realize it's a game seven. It's just that maybe you're not prepared for how desperate the Warriors were in that game.
Yeah, and tell me what you'd give me for this if you give me a Texas nickel. I thought Friday and the last couple of games, Fred VanVleet has been incredible. Stoney, I just felt like yesterday they gave the ball. It was in Jalen Green's hands too much, too soon, and he didn't read it right or whatever he was trying to do. I felt like VanVleet should have been the conductor, and I thought that enabled the Rockets to get off to a bad start, not playing through VanVleet or having the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I thought
Green was just like a dog sniffing food that didn't like it and going to another bowl. Just like, what a dude, the clock's going down, bud.
Yeah, like, I thought VanVleet was dribbling too much yesterday. Like the ball didn't move, whether it was Green or whether it was VanVleet. The Rockets, they were just dribbling too much.
Kudos to the Warriors too, though.
And you know, VanVleet's in the half court. It's gonna be tough for him to get a shot by himself. And they just didn't move the ball. And part of the reason they didn't move the ball was because I think the Warriors' defense was confounding them a little bit.
Man. The announcers kept saying the Warriors staying in this zone. And Looney was a big deal, Stoney.
Yeah, Şengün couldn't punish them the way that he did the last couple games.
No doubt about it, man. No doubt.
No.
Good point.
Şengün, what, 9 for 23?
Yes.
Oh, and don't forget, two cheapies late for
Şengün. Which was the one that he had... Oh, Pods. He couldn't even finish the and one.
Yeah.
And he missed both free throws.
And there, Evan, there you go.
That was like, they just don't have it.
Well, didn't he hit a three with like a minute left and then Pods threw the ball to him in the backcourt and he laid it in?
Yes,
and I'm like, okay, I always go like, okay, so 9 for 23. He was really 7 for 21.
There you go. I'm not mad.
But the Warriors, they did a nice job of making Şengün work Şengün really didn't hurt him yesterday.
And I'll say this about the Rockets. They impressed me, Stoney. They really did. They did better than I thought. But Thompson and his athleticism is something to be reckoned with going forward. If that young man can get somewhat of anything remotely close to a jumper or midi, he's going to be a problem, man. That tip in he did, I was like, oh, Pots, that was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get to all your calls. On the other side, Warriors win game 7 against the Houston Rockets. They win it 103-89. The Timberwolves are coming in, but first we got to look back at an incredible weekend of Warriors basketball, both low and high, but it finishes on a high note, and they're going on to round 2. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Shut up! It's called following the team.
That's
it's
not
what
following
we do.
The team.
I follow on IG.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you don't think that experience matters, how about this little nuggy nug I came up with? And this is all me. Game 7. Elimination game. All the chips are down. Must win. Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Buddy Hield, the four oldest players on the roster who could play yesterday. Peyton's 2 weeks older than Buddy, but it was the veterans. The veterans brought them home. They played big minutes, and now the question becomes, can the older guys continue to... continue to advance.
And the older guys are your better guys. They better.
Yeah.
And you know, we're riding with them. I get it. And that's why I just thought yesterday, again, Stoney, I didn't have any itinerary in regard to the others. I was just assuming, you know, they would contribute. But, man, I didn't see it going that way. And now, just think about it, because I was a little down and melancholy Saturday afternoon. I talked to Evan and Bonte. And I was just thinking to myself, man, if this season is over, you know, man, are we really ready for it to be over? And we weren't. And either were the Warriors. And now we got action. Starting tomorrow.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get by the Houston Rockets in seven games. It probably went two more than a lot of Warrior fans wanted it, but they got there, and
I had it in five. What'd you have it?
Six or something.
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah. I forgot what Evan has.
They won, though.
Yeah, that's whoa. That's all that counts. Stoney, real quick, because I'm hashtag random.
No, sir.
I really do believe if I were in town, you would have invited me over.
No doubt.
Did you and Evan eat?
Yeah.
And what did you have? Because I'm random. I'm thinking some hors d'oeuvres or what did you? Did you pizza?
Tri-tip.
Oh, you cooked?
What? We had somebody cook
for us. Yeah, no, that counts.
Yeah.
I have tri-tip.
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out Susan. Yeah, it was delicious.
I think I'm a little jealous.
Some potatoes.
You should be. It was real good.
Broccoli.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. So maybe when you text me my thoughts, you were really saying, hey,
yeah,
if you
I'm
were
sitting
town,
here with Evan, let's check in with the goo.
Damn,
it wasn't any more than that.
Right. We were trying to guess how you were feeling.
But I cared about what you guys ate. I'm just that dude, man.
I did say to Evan, how do you think the goo's feeling today? I forget what you said.
I was on it. I said, I bet he's feeling confident.
And I tweeted it out, Evan, to back me up. And but he showed.
Stunny goes, well, you never really know.
You don't?
I don't know something. Lewis. Shout out Dave Fleming. But yeah.
Let's go to JJ. JJ's in Union City. What's up, JJ? How you doing?
Doing good, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
All day.
Sonny and Guru, thank you. You guys, I'm a first time caller, and I appreciate y'all, man, getting me through my days at work too.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I want to talk about Buddy Hield. I ain't gonna lie, I was one of those guys who gave up on him in the middle of the season, and I was like, man, his form changed. His shot just doesn't look right. Mm. But man, yesterday, last night, man. That guy saved our lives. Buddy Hield, man. Buddy Hield saved us.
No, he did. Thanks, JJ. I mean, look.
Is he a splash brother now, Stiney? What's too far? Like, if you want to, is he a cousin? Yeah, I think you have to be.
Well,
is he a splash cousin? Whatever.
Well, the one thing that, I believe this. Signing him, was he in the trade or did they sign him as a free agent? I always forget that.
Trade.
Okay. They got him in a trade.
Yeah.
That trade now officially is worth it.
Oh, wow.
For Buddy Hield.
Oh,
Buddy
no doubt.
Hield.
From a Warrior standpoint.
Hell yes.
No doubt.
I mean, if the Butler trade and Sam Amick of The Athletic kind of wrote that Game 7 win ensures that, the Butler trade is an official success, if that's the case, then... Great signing by Mike Dunleavy.
He was in the Klay Thompson trade.
Buddy.
It was Klay for essentially Buddy
Hield.
That's
how I feel.
Kyle Anderson.
Man.
So in other words, Buddy in his elimination game was 12 for 15,
Simmer.
Although he was 0 for 4 on
Simmer.
Oh,
and
man.
Klay was 0 for 10.
Klay's in a new spot, but I know he was watching that. And I'll tell you what, at the end of that game, they panned to Dunleavy Stoney, and he looked like a proud papa. Like, man, we did this because it was going to be hell, not on him, but if somehow this Warrior team would have lost in the first round to Houston after being up 3-1. And that's a right on the table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control that we're not talking about. This would have been a collapse. It wasn't like, oh, you know, Rockets showed up and beat us 4-2. It was the fact that you could taste it up 3-1, and kudos to Houston for getting it to a Game 7 at home. And if I'm them, Stoney, I'm like, man. Oh, I probably would have been drinking on the bottle all night. Like, we just let one get away.
I mean,
man.
The reality of the situation is, you're right. If the Warriors would have lost that game yesterday,
tiny, man.
Their short-term future doesn't look good. Their long-term future doesn't look good.
Man.
And the one thing I would say is this. If the Rockets had won Game 7, to me, the only way they were going to win it is if it was obvious that the Warriors were, quote-unquote, out of gas.
Okay. It would have looked like Game 6 or 5.
Exactly.
Okay.
And at that...
Because I was scared it could have. I'm being real.
Well, and at that point, it would have been very fair for a Warrior fan to say, well, wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
We wore down in the first round of the playoffs with with three veteran players who are all 35 or older. I mean, where do you go from there? I mean, I'm obviously you go to next year.
But I'm feeling you.
But I mean, man, if they showed their age and it cost them in round one, man, this year,
oh man,
oh boy, that makes next year a little less optimistic. But they get by round one, and let's see if they can get rejuvenated in round two when they play the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And an old foe, Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Hey.
Hey, Jan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing better now, I'll tell you.
There you go.
After Friday night, it brought back those bad memories of 2016 when we were up 3-1 going into the finals there with Cleveland, and I'll never forget it, Father's Day and everything else. It just brought back a gut feeling about that, and blowing a 3-1 lead, you know, and bringing it into a game seven, I said, oh God, you know. And Saturday morning I called Warriors this week, and I let it out. I mean, callers after me agreed with me, you know, turnovers that they were committing there in game six and fueling their offense, and we couldn't get our defense together or nothing, you know. I just, you know, I couldn't believe it. I said, I don't know if they can pull this game seven off. And thank goodness Draymond Green showed up yesterday, and he must have had a real good team meeting to really bring that to the front of all the players, because they all engaged and they all worked together. And hands off to Buddy Hield. I mean, last night I was in front of my TV, and I used to be a cheerleader when I was in high school. And boy, I got up and cheered, Buddy, Buddy. And man, I every time he hit a three, I got up. And boy, I just said, man, where has this guy been? I mean, the beginning of the, if you remember when we first got him, he was pretty hot to help Steph out, and then he kind of cooled off, and I thought, gee whiz, what's happened to Buddy, you know? And then last night, all of a sudden, here he is lighting it up, and I said, oh man, we needed you, and boy, I'm so damn glad. And
hey, Jan.
And then he hit.
Jan.
Yes.
And I got something for Jan.
Do you remember this one? And do you remember this cheer? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Buddy.
Oh, you bet.
You remember that one?
Buddy.
Yeah.
You bet, man.
Hey, Jen.
I was just, go ahead. I mean, every time he hit that three, I just, oh my God, you know, can he continue, you know? And I just, you know, he helped in that fourth quarter when the Rockets cut it to three. I said, oh God, no, give out on us now.
You know what, Jan, let me get you Guru's number.
Hey,
and,
no, Jan,
you guys
I'm
can
a teller.
Text
Real
each
quick,
other
Jan,
in those hard
there
times.
There are callers, and then there's Jan. I'm telling you, I know you're busy, Jan. Our next watch party, make sure you show up, Jan. We would love to meet you, because you bring it.
Well, I just, you know, poor Evan on Saturday taking all those callers, I felt for him, and including me. And I just said, I want to take back what I said, because Steve Kerr, I thought, oh dear, you know, I hope he's not, you know, like he's gonna be out if we lose this game, you know. And he brought it last night. And I'll tell you another thing, Buddy Hield is the zone killer.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate
it's
the call.
It's okay to admit she owned up to it. She was like me.
So
she called Evan and Devone.
Well, hold on, and that's where I'm going next. So Saturday, Evan and Devone are on Warriors, you know, Saturday 9 to noon.
Yeah, I'm at the gym listening.
You know, we didn't have a show, but the game was last night, so I'm like, I got to listen to these two guys, and I had the YouTube chat up.
Oh, brought it up.
Yeah, and I was in and out and in and out, and I must have been out, because I come back and listen and I start looking at all the texts on the YouTube chat, and there is all kinds of comments about Jan and her call. And I clearly missed the call, but I got the reaction. Evan, What was Jan going through on Saturday?
Everything. Jan was going through all of it.
She was cooking.
No, look, actually, I'm glad she called in, and I'm glad that she enjoyed the game, and I'm glad that she was able to fan the way that she wants to fan, because I think it was representative on Saturday of about a lot how a lot of people felt.
There we go.
You know, everyone was down bad after they lost game six, and it felt like they were going to blow game seven and become the 14th team in NBA. You know, all the rest, like, that's how it felt Saturday morning. So I'm glad that the Warriors won it, and Jan is able to call in.
That is great, and that's why you tried to come down my road. People knew you were trying to give me the cheese, but I didn't bite. Of being, we were down bad, and it's like that gambler video I sent to you where the guy's in Vegas in the hotel in his room, and it's just him. And he's crying, saying, I lost it all. Everything. And he's just, I lost everything. I'm not laughing at that, but that's how we were in Warrior Land, Stoddie. Up 3-1, and we lose like this. Jan, that was incredible. Way to bring it home, Jan.
I mean,
and be honest.
Unfortunately, it sounds like Jan gave up, too.
But the Warriors didn't.
And the Warriors resuscitated Dub Nation.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
What were the Rockets wearing?
Exactly.
As soon as I saw that H-Town.
Pinched their nose and gave them mouth-to-mouth.
Over. Mm-hmm. This is a game seven, and you got H-Town. Where your traditional? I knew they were in trouble. And Charles Barkley, Snyder, you didn't see this.
No.
I guarantee the Rockets are going to win. And I said to myself, we're in good shape. Chuck.
Yeah, that was a Heimlich maneuver yesterday.
Man, Chuck's a bad gambler.
What? What?
Yeah.
Huh? Charles Barkley's a bad gambler.
I actually don't get the sense he gambles.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I think he does.
Oh, really? You think he had money on the Rockets yesterday?
Well, I don't know if he bets on sports, but the amount of money he'll lose at a blackjack table.
No. We don't want to talk about that.
I was talking about, like,
him and Jordan used to be buddies.
Let's go to... he stiffed us once. Kevelation in Oakland. What's going on?
Listen, I'm going to say this. Shout out to Steve. Steve hung up on me, y'all. I don't know. I was talking. Steve hung up on me. That's what happened.
We'll talk to him.
Listen, I'm going to say talk to Steve for me. But look, you know, Goo, you got to get off Steiny. All the rest of y'all got to get off Steiny for being a Minnesota fan because Goo ain't – last time I remember, this is the 49ers. Giants, Warriors, flagship. Ain't you a Cowboys fan, Goo?
Yeah.
Hold on now. But you a Cowboys fan. Now get off my boy Steiny. Get off him. But look, y'all, I'm going to say this right now, though. Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. The way that they won game six, you can't lie, Goo. You was looking at that. I was looking at that like, man, I think we might be looking at a better team.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, every time we got close, I think the closest we got maybe was like 86 to 84, I think, in the third quarter. And we never got close. Every time we like started to kind of cross that line, they like threw us back. I thought it was over. I ain't going to lie to you. But, buddy, what they say with the boom, boom, what they say with the little thing, the boom, boom.
Bop.
He did that, man. Yeah, he did that.
Am I saying it right?
And look, Steiny, you know, throw your hands in the air like you just don't care, Steiny, because you know you're a Warriors fan. Steiny, go ahead and admit it.
I'm a basketball fan.
Real excited. Hey, I love y'all, man. Hey, we're going to the finals.
Back at you, baby.
25, baby.
Yeah. Elevation, bow, how bow, you bow. Doing?
Oh, it's bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
All right. Here. I don't understand what it is, but Buddy spent a lot of time after the game talking about it.
Bow, bow, bow. So me and Tyrese Halliburton, he came in one day, and then it's like a TikTok went viral. He's saying it with the bow, bow, bow. And then we just thought every time he shoot a three, it was like a bow, bow, bow. And after that, there's a dance. It was like, bomb, bomb, bomb. And then after that, with you just knocking your legs and like just from New Orleans, you know, I just started adding that dance to that. And we're just having fun with it. And it never left me. So every time I go out or I around people and or whatever, I just hit the bow, bow, bow dance. Before every pregame, we hit the bow, bow, bow dance.
I
try to get everybody in the middle. Even the coaches hit it today. Even because Steve hit it last night. Terry Stotts is really good at hitting the bow, bow, bow dance.
Oh, my God.
I think everybody. I haven't let Draymond hit it. Draymond is still shy hitting the bow, bow dance now. But Steph has hit it. Jimmy hasn't hit it yet, but we can get Jimmy to hit it. But like everybody's hit it except Steph. No. Steph has hit it. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. And I think JK, we got a lot of shy guys on the team, you know. We got to get them on the show, you know. We got to get them on the show.
Buddy Hield, man. Afterwards last night.
Bow, bow, bow. That's incredible.
Bow, bow, bow.
I hadn't seen the dance. I gotta go look at it.
Who was the player he was talking about on New Orleans?
Yeah, it sounds like it was Halliburton. From two teams ago. So the Pacers.
Yeah. Right.
He said Halliburton.
Then he said something about New Orleans.
Maybe it's when they were dancing in New Orleans. Right. I'm not so sure.
Bow, like, bow, bow.
It was like the New Orleans bounce. But.
With all due respect, it's not like, you know, Capone's tomb. We don't really need to find it all out. We've got a good sense of it at this point.
Well, we got that rock over there that might be uncovered soon.
I would have went Hoffa.
Well, that's MetLife Stadium.
Bow, bow, bow.
Are you really gonna?
No, I gotta see the dance
a lot. Are you gonna do that a lot? Just
it's
you know,
in there eliminated.
I'm okay with it.
Dude,
I'm okay with
he
it.
He saved the season.
Stani, Terry Stotts can do it. I think you can do it.
And Bonte and Shaskin have him on the day after, the morning after. Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, give it to him.
So Stani, that's how he says hello?
No, it's what the dance is called.
Oh.
It's a TikTok. Your daughters know.
Bow, bow, bow.
Give us a bow, bow, bow one time, Stani.
Let's go out to Will. Will's in Berkeley. Hey, Will, what's going on, my man?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, baby.
You know what? I posted something on Friday after they lost. I said, you know, we're missing our other Splash Brother. But I didn't know we were going to adopt a new Splash Brother.
Wow.
Game 7 buddy. I mean, it was unbelievable. I really, you know, I used to love watching Buddy when he played with Sacramento. And then before that, he was with who? Like Pelicans, I think? Who was he with before?
Philly.
University of Oklahoma.
That's right. Yeah. Philly. With Philly. But, you know, it's like, you know, he was rejuvenated. I feel like his three-point shot came back, and he really knew that, you know, the season was on the line, and he knew that we were going to start talking about Giants baseball, and he said, I can't let us go out like that. So, you know, I really, really am so happy to be talking to you guys about continuing the series. And I got one more question is, what do you think's going to happen with game one? I mean, are we going to rest our guys? Should we rest our guys? Or should we just let game one just be game one?
Thanks, guys. There's no – oh, go ahead. Oh, my – I just – oh, Stani almost threw up in my mouth. You ain't resting nothing. Great call, but that's not how this thing works. You take nothing for granted. You can go out and catch a rested Minnesota team if they come out rusty or Warriors execute. But this thing about, oh, you played a big – Stani, you got to go out there and try to steal game one.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the bigger question is if you get down.
Oh, well,
if you get down,
call the dogs off.
Yeah, how long do you wait?
Yeah,
but no, I mean the Warriors aren't load managing game one. I wouldn't expect.
Okay,
you got to give. I mean, again, this is another thing I'm talking about is you got Butler, Curry, and Draymond. I mean, you can't lay down game one.
No,
I mean,
doubt.
You might be able to just go in there and win it outright.
You could.
And by the way, don't say steal it. Rick Barry does not like that term. And he's a legend around here. Yeah, you know, okay, two games in Minnesota. Warriors want to go in and steal one. It's not stealing anything. They'll earn a win. Nothing about stealing.
Bow, bow, bow.
He gets upset about that.
I like
and
that.
I kind of agree with him.
I like that. Now, I thought you would like steal. Like,
no.
I love that. Go win it. Go take it.
Warriors went into Houston and one game won because they earned it.
Hey, Evan, I get full transparency because I'm with
four
you guys.
Days rest.
Evan said Warrior fans were down bad. I won't tell you what media member I was talking to Friday after the game, but since that caller was so truthful and said we missed Clay, your boy said I think we might be miss Williams. His perimeter defense, it came out of my mouth. That's how bad I was down Friday off some margaritas.
Let's go to Sparky in Oakland. Hey, Spark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Stani and Goo. First of all, you know, the Bay is overwhelmed with how good the two of you are. We are so lucky to have you guys on air doing what you're doing, talking hoops like crazy men. But the insight that what you give us every day is We're very grateful as fans to have you guys doing what you do.
Wow!
Hey, thank you.
I appreciate it.
I wanted to talk a little strategy here.
Okay.
because Game 7, as epic as it was with Buddy doing what he was doing, there was such a conscious effort in this game. It kind of started in the earlier games as well. But Game 7 was a half-court possession game. Mm-hmm. We would bleed the clock down to 20, 21, 22 seconds before we're taking a shot. My question to you guys is this. With that style of basketball, A, will we continue with it against Minnesota? And B, is that style of basketball detrimental to the way that Moody and Kuminga play? Because they seem to be transition basketball players and not necessarily half-court centric players. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Good stuff, man.
I think there's something to that.
And it's a reason I don't think we've seen a lot of it, Donnie. But that was out of desperation. Now, can Ant-Man and Company and Finchie, your boy, chop up a zone? I got to think there would be better at it than the young Rockets.
Yeah, to me, it's more when the Warriors are on offense, does Kuminga fit in this series? I do think, obviously, the Warriors, they don't want to play a plodding game, yeah. But they got to be careful when the game gets fast. And, you know, Minnesota does have some similarities to Houston, and one is sometimes they go through long stretches without scoring in the half court. If the Warriors can defend and make the Timberwolves go stretches without a bucket, then they got a shot in this series. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you okay after that weekend? Your blood pressure's got to be down, up, down, up, down. I feel for you. I really do. And we'll go to the second round. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Bow, bow, bow.